Welcome back to another episode of Punchy Sideways. Not punching, just punchy.
And what does that mean for people that aren't familiar, Mel? What's the difference?
Punchy.
Between a punching and a punchy.
Well, anytime I'm walking down the street, I'm punching above my weight, basically. Punchy is I'm just dropping myself down to your level.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. And not far off what I expected from you, to be honest.
What's your answer? What would you?
I'm thinking that might have something to do with our first topic. So I'm going to put it out there. Dick Wranglers.
Dick Wranglers. Okay. So you're a part of the comedy scene.
Try to be, yes.
I sit on the peripherals and pretend that I would like to one day get involved. And the more I see you put in a level of work to it and see the people around you, the less likely I am to do it because it just, I can't respect the level of work ethic. I respect the level of a work ethic. I don't have it to make it like feel like I'm not, you know, being shit to you.
Just to be clear, you don't have the level of work ethic required for comedy because you are by nature a full application, hard charging sort of disciplined person, would you say?
No.
No?
I would say.
Is that one of the great myths about you?
I jump into things and then very quickly my War and Peace brain goes, wah! It's much more involved. Like I have to, if I'm going to go full into something, I have to deliberately operate on a level of naivety and not know much about what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
The more I know, and that's just every day now because I ask so many questions, the more I know about more things, the more overwhelmed I get in general about everything because I'm like, oh, there's so much involved.
There's lots of anthills becoming mountains.
Yeah. But I'll get involved, but I like, and this is the same with musical artists. There's a lot of work that you guys put into and I respect that and I don't want to disrespect you by not doing that. But I will judge people heavily because I am around it all the time. Yep. So basically there's a few open mics that go around here and one of the things that I just, my one word that I hate is the C word.
Yep.
It's just, I feel like, and this is a pun, it's a crutch word and people just throw it out there just to get a cheap laugh pretty much. And there had been a reiteration of a lot of cheap laugh people happening throughout various open mics and their behaviours were also not about the collective, which I was not happy about, and saying the C word a lot and everything like that. And we were chatting in particular about a lot of issues, not just mine for a change. And
it was big, guys. It was big.
And just my angst around the C word and people just like it makes me cringe when people say it. And basically in that reiteration, you were going off to deal with them and I said, oh, good luck with the dicks, handling those dicks like that. And then I, which out you didn't know, called you the Dick Wrangler.
Yeah.
So that's your nickname that you're probably – it's not public yet, but yeah, you're the Dick Wrangler by wrangling the dicks that are like throwing out obscenities for no reason. So basic bitch, it is.
Essentially, my job, what I was committing to, was asking people to punch up their acts or I was going to start punching.
Yeah, exactly. Or just like keep to time, actually put some work into it. Don't just, and this is where I get hamstrung because you need to actually put some work in. It's not just roll up and, oh, I'm funny, I'll tell a joke. Yeah. It's
and it's good that you respect the work and it plays into why I haven't really publicly gotten too annoyed about little things that bother me on the shows that I run, but we're talking about it. The simplest things about comedy, the things that I got told early that I've stuck to is just do your time.
Mm-hmm.
That's you respect the entire show. And people are giving you that time generally because that's where you're at. So just do that, do well and get off.
Yeah.
Don't do anything that's going to derail the show. And that could be in the context of the show, using the C word when no one else is using words that are anywhere near that territory.
Yeah.
But the way that I found, and it's probably a flaw in how I communicate things to people sometimes, is that if came across as me trying to artistically limit people, like I was boxing them in on time, and the one word that I said, it would be good if we didn't say that unless you need to say it. If it's in a story and someone said that word,
yeah,
that's dialogue from a story.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're using it just as the very last word of a joke because there isn't really a joke, maybe think about a different word.
Or just like, it's like saying F-U-C-K. That can just get thrown around willy-nilly. Yeah. Like it's a filler, basically.
Mm.
But, yeah, a lot of people giggle with it. And
so I wasn't thinking I would have to wrangle any dick.
Well, I was thinking that you were the dick wrangler. I was just like, oh, yeah. That's, yeah, crutch words. You got to wrangle dicks to like
it was more not the wrangling of people who are dicks. It was more trying to wrangle slightly dickish behavior.
Yes.
In this one narrow domain of you can do all the things over here. There's 99% of comedies open. This one thing that would be lovely because part of the audience doesn't like that one word. Just don't say the word.
But it's just it comes down to, again, not collective energy people. Which you can put on a character, but if you also have to be mindful of the collective group and what you do or don't do can be very detrimental to like the team.
It was funny. We had a friend who did a really funny set about how I'd asked for no C words and basically made fun of me the whole time. It was pretty funny because most of the room that were like, well, the comedians at least knew that I'd asked people not to use it. Unless you really desperately need to.
Yeah.
And this person said, oh, I hope that was all right. Was that okay? I said, I didn't really like it. And I think they still think that I actually had the shits about it because they'd put so much work, clear work and energy into writing something about that that was good that I'm like, I don't care what you said because that was work.
Yeah. Yeah. You've exhibited a bit of passion towards something.
So I was on board with it, but I think I for once sold that I wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
And I've actually managed to stick to that.
I like that.
Maybe my dick wrangling's getting better.
Yeah, well, look. I mean, how many years of practice have you had?
I don't know. I grew up in Korea. I've been wrangling dick my whole life.
Look, when we're talking about people's conversations and all those sort of things, and if someone had heard us talking about wrangling dicks just in the background, they probably would have been like, oh, I don't know if I should be listening to this.
Yeah.
Have you ever walked in on or just accidentally heard like someone's conversation and you've just gone, I don't want to know this, or on the offshoot, like the volume level, they just have no awareness of there's a whole group of people that can hear them.
I have. The one that comes to mind quickly is two people, former job probably 2+ years ago, top of their lungs came to me and both put their phones in front of me, and the guy in the couple, I don't know if they were boyfriend, girlfriend or just seeing each other, said, I can't send my dick pics. She was there just nodding. I wish that there was a lot more people around right now because I feel like I've been bailed up here.
This is another job for the dick wrangler.
Well, maybe that was
your sign off from now on.
Yeah, I didn't have the skill back then. I didn't even know it was going to be my career path back then. But that was didn't need to be said to me or anyone else. But the fact that they made a beeline for me because I look like the guy that could sort out not being able to send dick pics.
Wow, yeah. Well, now that we know your side hustle.
The thing was, though, I think back to that couple and I've seen them one other time just getting around and they were really lovely. It was just they were in a real tech kerfuffle and I look like somebody could sort out that
stuff. But how good is that, though? Like you see just like a lovely looking couple and then you find out something a little bit like, so many skeletons, like the Eddie Murphy lines of what's going on in the background. I hear lots in the supermarket, particularly people stacking shelves. Have you, like, when you're in the evening and you've gone in and just, like, you're in a bit of a zombie mode, particularly I am going to like put a tag around the, it's like the age group of say 18 to early 20 year old males that one of them thinks that he's lived all the life things and is going to give the other one, you know, life experience, knowledge and what to do with his girlfriend. But they're saying it at a level that I can hear two aisles over. And I'm thinking, I don't know. Like if your girlfriend walked in here right now and we're hearing about how she's been controlling B and all these things like this, I don't think that, well, she's not going to be your girlfriend for much longer.
No.
That's one thing. But there's a level of where you're fascinated and then you're like, oh, shouldn't know this. And then I'm thinking, oh, what if she hears this? Or what if someone knows that, like, this is Smallbury. Yep. The chances are that someone's going to hear it. I've told a couple different ones in the past, like, hey, you might want to watch the level. And they look like annoyed that I've heard them and then commented on it, like when I'm trying to help them. But the other night I was walking slowly throughout the supermarket and there was a guy wandering around. He had a couple of things in his arm and he just started talking on the phone and he did like something that I've never felt like was more the wrong thing ever to do. And he just went to his girlfriend, are you in a better mood today?
Oh, God.
And I just was like, it stopped me in my tracks. I was thinking, oh, but I was like there. And you know when you're just going, oh, I wish I could hear the other side of this right now. That's like the epitome of like what not to do ever. So he's like there and he had been like doing the nice thing and I could hear like getting some great, what do you want me to get? And then he's just gone, are you in a better mood today? Like this. And I was like, oh. And immediately I thought, well, she's not now. Again, she's absolutely not now. If she ever wanted to like trigger someone, that's absolutely the way to do it. What an idiot.
You just reminded me of one time I heard a lady, I'm assuming was talking to her partner, yep, on the other end of the phone, say, I don't know what this is. Your abbreviations suck. Like you're at the level of abbreviation slander.
There's a thing about walking.
I shouldn't be able to hear anything though, Mel. I never, ever don't have my headphones on. The only time I'll take them out is when I'm going through the checkout because I don't want to be rude to the person that's serving me really late when the self-serve's closed. Otherwise, if I can hear what you're talking about, that's too loud.
This is very true. Well, it's also like the people that don't even have the earphones and have their phone on speaker and just walking around holding it up to their mouth.
Well, that was like what this lady was doing. She was looking at whatever and then the abbreviation lady had that.
But supermarkets are a fun place to try and switch off, but also like it's almost like you're sort of like walking around a zoo a little bit and you're just like, oh, what's going to kick off here?
I normally shop in Wodonga now, but when I was shopping at Lavington, one of the last times I went there, I happened to hear like a young guy kind of coming to move the trolley for me to get into this fridge.
Yeah.
But I was actually trying to get to a fridge that was one over, so I was fine.
Yeah.
But I heard him say, and I wanted to tell him it's okay. Like, so I took an earphone out.
Yeah.
Just so it seemed a little bit more polite, like, I'm going to take this out to address you. He popped around the corner and he basically just said under his breath, fucking hold on. Because I think he thought I was going to shove it out of the way. Oh, fuck.
Well, that's a lot. Well, probably.
So you reminded me of a couple. Like, I have a whole list in my phone of supermarket stuff. And I actually had, for a very short amount of time, a very short form podcast that went for about 20 seconds. And a lot of those, this is 3 or 4 years ago.
That's great.
Half of those episodes were about stuff that happened at the supermarket.
Oh, let's kick off that again because this stuff happens. Well, I want to just make a comment right now. If you're feeling, why are you going all the way over to Wodonga to the supermarket? And
Not to geolocate myself too much, but where I am in Albury,
yeah,
it is 2 minutes-ish quicker to go to Wodonga than it is to go to Lavington Woolworths.
Yeah,
and
right.
Just so for anyone who's wondering, I will never, ever go to the one in the centre of town.
Why?
We've talked about shoulder width issues.
Oh.
If I'm in that aisle with, I mean, I'm not even that big a person, but if I'm in there with even a moderately sized human, we've got to shuffle by each other and almost touch boobs.
Yeah, okay.
Like, oh, that's it's made for, it's like it was built in the 50s. It's made for tiny people.
Dick Wrangler probably wouldn't mind a bit of boob shuffle, I would think. So Birrali supermarket, right?
Yep.
I absolutely go there when I'm feeling down on myself. That's the place.
To feel better
just,
about yourself.
Yeah, you just go. It's. I was often, when I moved to Shepparton, I was told, don't go to the supermarket down in the main street after dark. And I was like, why? Just don't do it. It's not safe. So I went, of course. And I felt amazing because, like, people had no teeth and I was just, like, a supermodel and smiling at people and everyone was not used to people being nice to them. So
yeah.
I deliberately now go to that supermarket. And same reiteration, Birrali is where I go when I'm feeling downtrodden.
Yeah.
Because it just gives me a little bit of a pep up and a step in, like a pep in my step. And but I've seen so many shoplifting incidents there. And they don't even like try and stop it now. It's just like, but and you can question someone, they just keep walking. Just put the foot down, just. So Central Wodonga Supermarket, though, they did something the other day. It's the first time I've ever experienced this because, and it was on the back of going to a little bit of a Birrali, you know, soiree of seeing a bit of shoplifting and the lady going, oh, you just can't stop it like this. That's Birrali's attitude. Can't stop it, can't do anything about it. They just put the foot down and go.
Yeah.
So Central Wodonga has some old stalwarts. Stewarts? What's the word?
Stalwarts?
That's it, stalwarts. Stalwarts?
Yeah. Are you talking about like experienced people that are a bit straight to the point?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So stalwarts. They've got like, you know, the original gangsters that aren't, like that's their goal in life is to stay in the supermarket because they know how to swipe things real quickly and they're just comfortable there.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around the supermarket and I heard basically the equivalent of a security everywhere. It was, I was like, everywhere. It wasn't like an aisle three or anything. It was, can I get all security in the supermarket in all the aisles? Like it was just a blanket thing. And I was like, whoa, what is going on? And I was ready for like, so I went to one of the distinguished supermarket workers when I went through the aisle and I was like, this is the first time I've heard an all hands on deck. What's going on? And they're like, oh, we've got some people here that are heavy shoplifters. And I was like, yeah, but you can't do anything about it, can you? And they're like, yeah, but we can make their life very uncomfortable and embarrass them. And I was like, that's brilliant. So that all of their supermarket like staff were just standing like security guards and pacing around like the Derek Boyers of the Turmo Club. And it was one of the most coolest things I've ever seen. And she's just like, yeah, but we can embarrass them a fair bit and make them feel pretty uncomfortable.
So one thing that comes to mind, and I'm sure the listener, like they're thinking this, where did they pull all these security from? Are they just getting people that normally work behind like the deli counter to stand in an aisle?
It was just the supermarket workers, but it was just even the like over the PA that makes everyone go, oh. Like, you know, because if you hear security aisle three, all immediately you're like, oh, what's going on in aisle three? You know, do you not do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was basically the equivalent of all hands on. That's what I said to her. I said, this is the first time I've ever heard all hands on deck. Let's go. And I could see just that slow saunter pacing of the supermarket. I was like, what's going on? And it was just like some, you know, known shoplifters and they've decided to do something to just, you know, make them, like, can you imagine? Like you're trying to steal stuff, which is, you shouldn't be, but like, and you've just got people sort of leering over you and just
standing in the road with a trolley.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was awesome.
I was there one night. And right before I went in there, I was driving along Wodonga Boulevard or whatever it's called, and a guy just half walked straight out in front of me. It wasn't an actual zebra crossing, though. It was one of the give way. If it's flashing, if it's not, you can go. And he came out of nowhere, and he didn't get that close to my car, but he kind of half faked kicking my car. And I'm like, oh, okay, that guy's pretty worked up. He must be having a bad night. And 5 minutes later, I was going to go back out of the supermarket, and he stormed in the door and started yelling at a couple of people that he must have followed there. And he was trying to get the guy to fight him. He's like, come on, hit me, do it, do it. It'll be the last thing you ever do. And he's trying to coax this guy into hitting him. And I was like, why is no one calling security? Or it was right up near the counter, and everyone, all the staff were there. Like, hey, this is really weird because this guy is hyper aggressive. A couple of customers accidentally walked out of an aisle and went past him, and he kind of leered at them, like half shadow boxed at him a little bit, like he was going to hit them. And then out of nowhere, the fucking mountain from Game of Thrones wearing a Safeway shirt who'd been stacking aisles. The guy would have been 6'6".
I know him.
A giant dude with tattoos just walked out of an aisle and just went with his head like, get out. It was, and I was like, oh. Not only was it great at the time, I thought that's the life that one of my brothers gets to live, like throughout most of his life, is that level of intimidation of just a swipe of the hand and a psychopathic person that's threatening to kill people coils up and walks out gently.
There's quite a few there in that particular supermarket with a very menacing build.
He was much scarier than the guy that was threatening to hurt people.
Yeah. Well, you said like about the hitting thing, right? Yeah. That's just tweaked my memory, and I'll like quickly. One of someone that I know, I'm not going to say who they were or anything like that, he was driving in Wodonga in High Street, and a cyclist sort of pulled out in front of him and he tapped him, and the guy like fell over on the ground and like he's like, oh, I'm going to like sue you and all these things, and like, I need your number. And he was like, I didn't, like, you just came out of like nowhere. Like, you've pulled in front of me. Like, and there was this backwards and forwards, and he got really like bothered that he was going to get in trouble. So he gave the guy, because the guy seemed a bit jittery and like, he's like, oh, I don't want him to know where I live. So he gave it a fake number and a fake name, and ended up in court, even though he had footage on his camera, on his dash cam, of this guy like deliberately coming in like to scare. But my mate ended up in court and charged because he gave a fake name, which is illegal, and the number just off of the top of his head that he randomly gave was the Flying Doctors.
Oh, jeez.
So this guy was ringing the Flying Doctors, like the other guy, the jittery guy, trying to get money out of the Flying Doctors. Oh, and the Flying Doctors are just trying to be doctors flying. Yeah. And
jeez.
So, but yeah, he'd done something wrong but he'd been, for all intensive purposes, someone trying to trap him, get money out of him, run into his car to make it look like he's the baddest.
An insurance scam sort of job. Yeah.
But just off the top of his head, Flying Doctors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. There's not many numbers I can think of that look worse on a byline on in the newspaper than that.
Yeah. Can you? Oh, yeah. Just, oh. Wow. What a stitch up. Stitch up. So the poor guy charged, got in trouble, and it was all a stitch up, but just that randomness off the top of his head.
I'd love to know, if anyone out there is listening, if you have a good stitch up story. Because that's fascinating. So I'd love to hear your stitch up stories.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a couple. So we'll shelve that maybe till the next
next episode.
Classic stitch up.
I did want to finish. I stitched myself up, Mel. And if anyone out there has a theory on what I might have been talking about, I just found a note in my phone, and all it said was, there's beer in my Bundy and Bundy in my beer. So if you're out there and you have a clue what I might have been typing to myself when I typed that, I'd love to know, because I have no idea.
That's like the one that I read of yours.
Yes.
Which was, I'm so tired I don't even know if I'm wearing underpants. That's clearly you as well.
Yeah.
If anyone knows what goes on in Josh's brain other than
we've worked out, though, it may have been in my early dick wrangling phase. So, righto, well, thank you, Mel. This has been great.
Free the dick.
Okay, now we will go. Righto, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Laters.